about third brother or something like that, even higher up the mountain. But I think it has something to do with Psalm 24. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Well, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. And God wants to lead us higher on the mountain, where we get a clearer sight of the Lord and where we enter into his victory more perfectly. And so here on this mountain, we can mount higher on the other mountain. Let's sing verse 3, okay?
Lead me higher,
expressed it in their prayer this afternoon. Lord, what a dissatisfaction in our hearts so that we might seek for more of you. We find the Lord and we found what we've been looking for all our life. We found who we've been looking for all our life. But you know, the Lord wants to draw us closer to himself, and so we get a sight of the Lord and we just somehow know there's more. And so I'm satisfied to know Jesus, but I need to know more of him. And that's what it means to have a satisfying dissatisfaction. And that's what we're singing about here tonight. I want more of you, Lord. I want to come closer. I've been drawing near to you at camp, and it's been so wonderful that it makes me want more of the same. And the Lord likes that when we hunger for him like that. And that's his way of drawing us closer. We reach out to God and he reaches out to us. What you put into this meeting, God will pour back into your life. If you put 100% in, God will come to you. If you put 10% in, you won't get too much, I guess. It all depends on what we do. And then God will meet us. And so I think of that wonderful song, Higher Ground. Let's sing that also. I know it's in our other book. Let's be happy as we sing it. Let's expect the Lord to come to us tonight. I sat in this meeting, this before the meeting, just those few minutes, and I thought, what's the Lord going to do for us tonight? Who's he going to use? What are we going to hear? That's pretty exciting.
That's what I love about these meetings at camp. We come and we don't know who the Lord's going to use entirely. And that's so interesting to me. You know, even this morning, as I was in the meeting, Lily was playing the organ. And then she sang that, she played that song, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. And right away I thought, that would be good to take up. And I hadn't thought about that before the meeting, or even while I was sitting there, but the Lord put it in her heart. And that sort of set the direction of the meeting in the morning for a while. And sometimes even at the altar service, where while Sister Ruth or Lily is playing the organ, Brother Paul, I find that they yield themselves to the Holy Spirit. And sometimes I'll be praying with someone, they're playing just the right song that we can lead out in, and it expresses so beautifully what we have in our hearts. And so the Lord uses our musicians, and the Lord uses our testimonies, and the Lord uses the preaching, and all of these things. And so, let's see what the Lord will do for us tonight as we reach out for more of Him.
Lift me up as I stand by faith on high.
To be like Jesus, God causes our life to inspire others as well. That's so. You can be a young person and be a great inspiration to others. It doesn't matter necessarily how old you are. I look up to certain young people and I say, Lord, I want what they have in the Lord, and I want to be like Jesus in the way I see it in them. And so don't minimize the blessing that you can be as a young person. If you seek the Lord and love the Lord with all your heart, God will make you a blessing to both young and old. And that is a good testimony. We're glad God has put that desire in our sister's heart to be an example. No life is without influence. People are looking at us, and we don't realize that all the time. And that's why we live before the Lord, to please Him, and that He'll take care of everyone that's watching on and cause us not to be a stumbling block. Sometimes we say, Lord, don't let me give anybody any reason as they look at my life not to follow and love Jesus with all their hearts. But Lord, help them to see in me that it really pays to give your all to Jesus. And God will help us to live that way. And God doesn't always let us see the influence of our life, but as we just live to please Jesus, oh, something flows from our life that we're not even aware of. But it's that fragrance of Jesus that inspires others to come to know Him and be more like Him. I like that song that was sung by Ray Bolts, I guess it was. He got to heaven, and all of a sudden all these people started coming out of the woodwork. If there's any woodwork in heaven, I don't know. And you don't know me, you don't remember me, but you were my Sunday school teacher, and you had a great influence upon my life. And one after another came and spoke about Him. He was a blessing. And we won't know that until we get to heaven. It's probably good that we don't, so that we keep low at the feet of Jesus and always feeling our need of Him, always feeling our need of drawing closer to Him. But believe that as you seek God, that God is using your life very definitely. And so, let's be true to Jesus. And let's give people every reason to love Him and serve Him with all their hearts. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus anywhere.